This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Recently, I learned of an organization that shut down their homeschool program for liability reasons. This isn't meant to be critical, but as a homeschool administrator, it is my hope that every homeschool organization be successful. I say that because in order for us to achieve civil government school system abolition, private education must thrive. Anyway, all that prompted me to wonder, will the institutional church stop short of reasserting her support for private education just because of there being risk? Think about your greatest biblical heroes, David, Paul, Daniel, Joseph, Joshua. Didn't they take risks? Never mind legal liability. Didn't they take risks that included the possibility of death? Think about Abraham and Noah and Stephen. They gave it all. They didn't stop short because of risk. I'm not trying to be critical here, but if the institutional church is going to stop short of at least assisting parents in teaching children, why even bother to be in existence? They feed off one another. They're mutually beneficial. That's the way it is supposed to be. But when the church leaders say, "We're not willing to take on risk," what kind of message is that sending to the families? And is that even in line with the Bible and its biblical heroes? What if William Wilberforce didn't want to risk his career to abolish the English slave trade? What if Martin Luther didn't want to risk his life in proclaiming salvation by grace? What if Gutenberg didn't want to risk upsetting the status quo by advancing the written word through publishing? Christians every day take risks for the gospel. Just think of those people in closed countries, Christians your church thankfully support. As Christians, we must take risk, especially if we are to take back what belongs to the families and churches and not the state. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.